Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Netia's 2008 second quarter results conference call. Hosting today's call will be Mr. Miroslav Godlewski, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. John Eastick, Chief Financial Officer. Following management's formal comments, you will have an opportunity to ask questions. Mr. Godlewski, you may now begin.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Thank you for joining our conference call. I have to say Netia has had an extremely busy and exciting first half of 2008, and we successfully continued transformation of our business, and our broadband-driven strategy has delivered year-on-year revenue growth accelerating to strong 28% in the second quarter. We continue that way strengthening our leadership position as the by far number one alternate telecom provider of broadband, with our market share of net additions raising to record 22% last quarter. We've, as a matter of fact, added more new customers than the whole TP group, including Neostrada and Orange Freedom offering. While the organization has stayed focused on the execution of our strategy, we've simultaneously successfully exited our investment in P4 with 66% profit and agreed to acquire the Tele2 Polska business at an attractive valuation of 2.8 times projected 2008 cash earnings. These two transactions transformed our profile, fully funding our growth strategy, reducing our risk profile, and making us the undisputed number one alternate in voice and broadband with over 1 million voice customers projected by the end of 2008. In the second half of this year, we will be fully focused on reaching our 400,000 broadband customers target by speeding up organic growth and closing our strong pipeline of Ethernet acquisitions. Our key objectives for balance of the year include the increasing focus on LLU sales, on the increased number of nodes we are planning to roll out, launching our mobile offering, and preparing our IPTV offering together with Televisia N. Last but not least, we are getting ready to welcome the customers and employees of Tele2 Polska into the Netia group, by preparing our detailed integration plan and by considering the impact of this greatly improved market position, thanks to acquisition of Tele2, on our medium-term strategic objectives. Let me pass to Jonathan Eastick to walk you through some more details of our second quarter accomplishments.
Thank you, Mirek. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to take you through our results for the first half of 2008 and for the second quarter. Before I move into a review of the financial results, I'll just give you a quick overview of our subscriber situation. At the end of June 2008, we had 292,500 broadband customers. Over 48% of those customers, it's worth pointing out, were actually fully connected to our own network, be it either copper networks or Ethernet networks, so very high margin customers, the other 50% being wholesale customers. On the voice side, we increased our base to 489,000 customers, with very strong growth in WLR during the course of the year. For three consecutive quarters now, we've been growing at a rate of roughly 30,000 net additions in WLR. Looking at our broadband net additions in the first half, in total we added 75,000 for the first half relative to 73,700 a year earlier, so quite consistent growth. However, if you go down a level and look at our organic growth, we actually added 63,000 broadband versus 51,000 a year earlier. So our P&L, our income statement, includes the acquisition costs of a greater number of new additions during the first half of 2008. Likewise on voice, whereas last year in the first half of the year when we had no WLR sales, we had net decrease in voice customers of 2,000, This year we have a net increase of 67,000 during the first half, and again we had to bear the cost of acquiring these customers in our income statement. So with those remarks about subscriber growth, I'll move on and look at the financial results. Our revenues from continuing activities, and I'll remind you that in the first quarter we sold the international voice termination activities of Premium Internet to Mediatel SA, another company on the Warsaw Stock Exchange. Stripping out the results related to that business, our continuing revenues grew to 472.2 million for the first half. That's 24.8% up on a year earlier. And for the second quarter, we grew to 243.5 million, 6.5% higher than in Q1, and 27.8% year-on-year growth. So that our growth performance is accelerating. This growth was underpinned by a number of factors. First of all, we continue to make good progress, obviously, on the data side. The additional data customers that I've already mentioned, plus the lease line business we're doing with corporate customers, and also the P4 contract, has driven our data growth up to 52.5% for the first half, and we had 167 million of data revenues versus 109.5 million in the first half last year. Sequentially, we had 8% growth Q1 to Q2, with Q2 revenue at 86.7 million. On the voice side, the situation continues to improve with the additional customer base being added on WLR. We booked 185.7 million of revenue in the first half, which is 2.3% down from last year, but much, much better than the year-on-year 10% declines that we were seeing prior to this WLR opportunity being available to us. In fact, looking at the situation quarter to quarter, we had another quarter of sequential growth. We booked 93.6 million in Q2, which is 1.6% higher than in Q1. And that follows on for about a 3% sequential growth Q4 to Q1, reported 3 months back. So looking at voice and data together, which are the main long-term engines of growth for us, we had 17.7% growth in the first half to 352.7 million zloty versus just under 300 million for the first half a year ago. And sequential growth for Q2 versus Q1 of 4.6%. Our total revenue growth is also being supported by very strong performances in interconnection revenues and wholesale. The wholesale business has rebounded strongly from from the difficult situation that we were facing last year. We booked 35.7 million of revenue versus 26.7 million in the first half of last year. And on the interconnection side, the changes in the interconnection regime, some transit deals that we've been doing, and also continued cooperation with Mediatel since they bought the voice termination business, actually created over 300% growth in interconnect revenue from 9.6 million in the first half of last year to 40 million this year. So really across the board the revenue results have been very strong, and in particular voice and data are our core area of strategic focus are growing very strongly. Moving on to profitability, gross profit was 107.6 million and a 22.3% margin in the first half of the year versus 101 million and 24.6% margin a year earlier. So we are growing our gross profitability as the mix of customers moves towards wholesale and away from voice towards wholesale and data services. On the sales, and it's also worth pointing out that in the second quarter of 2008, the gross margin on a cash basis actually improved quite strongly. The major reason why gross profit was pretty flat compared to Q1 was an increase in depreciation charges. We made some late corrections to the depreciation charges related to our legacy wireless equipment that we've either already swapped out or in the process of swapping out by the end of next year. And that was an extra $4 million or so of depreciation costs, which reduced the growth trend in our gross profit margins. On the sales and distribution level, we had $117.6 million of expense in the first half versus $81.5 million a year earlier. That's obviously 44.3% higher than last year. But bear in mind the number of additional customers that we're adding, right? As well as broadband, we were also adding significant numbers of WLR customers. And basically, advertising expenditure increases from $12.5 million last year, where we really were only strongly advertising in Q2, to $28.7 million this time around for a full 6 months of advertising support, plus acquisition costs, which grew from $9.6 million last year, primarily supporting broadband, to about $25.6 million in the first half of this year, supporting broadband and WLR. They account for the almost all the rise in sales and distribution expenses. On general and administration expenses, we can report a quite significant fall from $71.2 million a year ago to $67.2 million. That's a decrease from 18.8% of revenue to 14.2%. And stripping out the cost of the non-cash share option program, in fact, the decrease is actually even 10% year on year. So at the EBITDA level, primarily because of the additional advertising expenses, but also because of lower one-off gains than a year earlier, we booked $69.2 million of revenue, which is a 14.6% margin, down from $117 million a year earlier. More importantly to us, the EBITDA margin continues to strengthen. Q2 was $35.4 million, up from $33.8 million in Q1, which itself was up from $17 million in Q4 of 2007. So we're on a good trend and heading towards our full-year guidance of $125 million. Miroslav already mentioned the sale of P4, which went through our books in April of this year. The cash in was 453 million zloty, the equivalent of 132 million euro. From an accounting perspective, this resulted in booking a profit in the consolidated accounts of 353.4 million zloty. And as a result of this, for the full half year, we had 259.3 million of net profit, and 315 million of net profit for the quarter. So our financing position now is really extremely strong, and our investment plans are now fully funded right through into 2010. When we anticipate taking the business back into a free cash flow positive stance. We had $324 million of cash on the balance sheet at 30th of June. We'd repaid all our debt to Rabobank and the syndicate as of that date. However, in parallel to repaying the debt, we also renegotiated and amended the credit agreement so that we still have available to us 275 million zloty of credit, with the drawdown period moved out from November. The previous deadline for drawing the money was November of 08. It's now December of 2010. So initially we anticipate consuming our cash balances as we grow, and then sometime next year to start drawing down on this credit line. So altogether, there's 600 million zloty of cash available to fund our growth. And in addition, we have we've also negotiated an add-on facility of 100 million zloty, which will be available to close the acquisition of Tele2 later this year. On the capital investment side, there's also good progress to report. Our capital investment was actually slightly down on the first half of last year at 87.3 million zloty. That's 2% down on a year earlier. More importantly to us, we've continued to transform the way we're investing away from investing in our own copper networks and our own infrastructure. The network and IT spending is down 27% on a year earlier to 40.5 million zloty. Where we've been spending is on broadband and on the P4 contract, primarily on broadband, on capacity, and of course on LLU nodes. So that really brings my formal comments to a close. I'm going to hand back to Mirosław, who will take you through our updated and improved guidance. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jonathan. As a result of this great performance in the first half of the year, our confidence in delivering full-year figures is raising. And as a result, we look at improved revenues comparing to the first original guidance, which was before 950 million zlotys. Now we updated into the range of 960 to 975 million zlotys for a full year. We confirm broadband subscribers figure to be about 400,000 customers, voice services customers, which include our own network and WLR, to be about 580,000 services. We keep the EBITDA guidance at 125 million zlotys, despite some of the costs connected with integration of Tele2 business. As John mentioned, we've managed to spend less on the CapEx front, therefore full-year updated guidance is reduced to 240 million from original 280 million zlotys. But at the same time, we increase expected spending on acquisition of Ethernet networks from original 40 million to 60 million zlotys, as we see our pipeline being strong and very promising. As you see, this updated guidance excludes Tele2 Polska acquisition impact, as we have no certainty over the date of closing of that transaction yet. I expect this will happen around early fourth quarter of this year, I mean closing of the transaction, and then we will provide updated consolidated guidance including Tele2. With that, I would like to pass back for potential questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. If any participants would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the star followed by the two. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. There will be a short pause while participants register for a question. The first question comes from Pamela Ante. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Just looking at the broadband guidance for 2008 of 400,000 subscribers and where you are now, which is 292, that would suggest a an average quarterly run rate of about 54,000 for the second half. And then looking at the average run rate in the second half of last year, which was about 42, can you tell us what would be different or what would really kind of make the run rate or the ramp up faster in the second half of 2008 to get you to the 400,000 subscribers? And the second question is for the interconnect costs, presumably the change in the interconnect regime between yourselves and TTSA has resulted in sort of lower margins for the voice business. Can you give us a clearer idea of how the margin has evolved because of the change?
Good morning, Pamela. Thank you for the questions. On broadband growth, first of all, as you see, we are upgrading our guidance regarding full-year MNA, which of the Ethernet networks, which indicates that the work we've been doing throughout the first half of the year, which resulted in less than half of net additions we've planned for this year, will bring harvest in the second half of the year, bigger than even initially anticipated. That's what we are targeting.
I see.
So a lot of the net adds are going to come from acquisition of the Ethernet networks, highly above first half of the year run rate. But also on the organic growth, on the bitstream in particular, what we've seen was a slower half of the first half of this year. The market grew on one hand below expectations, on the other hand in line with noticed past seasonality, and we are expecting second half of this year to perform market-wise better than first half of the year. On top, TP has traditionally have been acquiring customers more in the second half of the year than the first one, which creates even bigger opportunity for us, because for us net adds come also from churners from TP. So at least those three sources. Ethernet networks, faster acquisitions, more churners from TP based on the past pattern of signed contracts, and overall better market performance are the sources of increased optimism.
I see. Okay, so what's the proportion, would you say, of the net adds you're expecting in the second half to be coming from acquisitions?
I'd say 50-50.
Okay. And that's very helpful. Thank you. And the voice margins?
Yeah, Pamela, your question on interconnection margins. The change with TP last year is only part of the story, because that primarily related to local calls, which are, you know, a large proportion of calls but a very, very low rate. So that's contributed some revenue and a fairly similar amount of cost. We think we're overall we're actually slightly better off than we were under the old regime. The items that have been really driving up the interconnect revenue relative to last year are a couple of big mobile related transit deals, because we have some very good rates to mobile operators, and also the deal we did with Mediatel, where we sold them our international voice termination business.
Mm-hmm.
Although we sold them basically all the customer relationships, they still use us as a major supplier for actually terminating the traffic. So actually some of the revenue has migrated from the wholesale business, where these were wholesale customers, to interconnection-related business.
I see.
Okay, so that's one of the things driving up the revenue in the second quarter in particular.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Anna Bosong from UniCredit CAIB. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, hello. Thanks so much for the call. My first question is to follow up on this interconnection story, because obviously it sounds like there's more underlying supportable revenues there than I thought at first. And I was just wondering how much, if you stripped out the big mobile-related transit deals, what would you say is the sort of sustainable level? Because obviously the deal with Mediatel sounds like it's going to be ongoing. And secondly, I just wondered if you could talk a little bit about, so a pedantic question, but the strong growth in other call revenues, which reached 7.8 million in the second quarter. These seem to be very much stronger than last year, and I'd be interested to know what's going on there. And thirdly, I wondered if you could just give us some thoughts on Tele2. You're saying it should increase revenues by about 40%, so I'm guessing that's about 380 million zloty add-on from there. I just wondered on the EBITDA side what we should be putting into our models, something around 5-10%, I'm guessing, but if you can give us some thoughts on that. Thank you.
Hi Anna, thank you for those questions. On the interconnection, I would say that the sort of lumpy transit related business is around 9 to 10 million a quarter of that total revenue. The question regarding other revenues, we've actually, you're right to notice that we've made some pretty good progress in those areas. The hosting business is growing quite strongly, and that's one of the major drivers behind the other revenue increase.
That means it's quite sustainable then, there's not too many one-offs in there.
No, that's not one-offs. No, it's just strong growth behind the general growth of our business. The question regarding Tele2, what we've said in the initial announcements still looks reasonable. They are projecting to a full year of EBITDA in the region of about 40 million zloty. We did say that the price we were paying, if we end up paying all the supplementary consideration, will be 2.8 times their EBITDA projection for this year.
Great.
So that implies around 40 million. However, they've, as a group, Tele2 have informed us they didn't want to announce exactly their results for the second quarter, so that's why we've not incorporated any specific information. However, we are monitoring the situation and we're quite happy.
Thank you. And the revenue guess, the figure of around 380 million, is that about okay?
I think they're tracking above that. It should be over 400 million on the floor.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you once again. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. And to cancel your request, please press the star followed by the two. We have a follow-up question from Anna Besson. Please go ahead. Ms. Besson, would you like to go ahead with your question?
Sorry about that, I was on mute. Depreciation amortization, the one-off amount of $4 million, does that mean that, or is it a one-off amount that was in the second quarter, and should we be stripping it out in future quarters? And also, I wondered if you could talk a little bit about, answer that question. Yes, the very high forecast for the voice subscribers. Should we expect acquisitions to be boosting the numbers there? I believe the guidance of above 580,000 means a real pickup in the run rate in ads in the second half.
Okay, on the depreciation and amortization, basically we've been reviewing our plans for swapping out the legacy radio systems. Some of it we've done already, but there's more to be done during 2009, and basically during the quarter we identified some additional assets that will need to be basically liquidated as part of that project, and so we took an increased charge to fully depreciate those assets by the time the liquidation project begins early next year. So that is a one-off and shouldn't be replicated in future quarters. Regarding the voice customers, it does represent a marginal increase in the organic growth rate, but I think for the reasons that Mirek was saying earlier, I mean, the second half of the year is usually stronger, and we put some very attractive product offers into the market over the last couple of weeks and month or so. So we think these numbers are obtainable. There are no specific acquisitions in our plans right now.
I also thought it was very good that you managed to have an increase in your revenue per your monthly line revenues per subscriber. I guess what you're talking about with the WLR subscribers being on the network but not necessarily getting the revenues in the initial month or two.
Yeah, that's right. They start off as CPS customers, so we just get the call-by-call revenue, and it takes a couple of months for them to fully migrate.
Exactly. So I was just wondering, in the second half of the year then, should we still see some upward pressure on that side as well, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, the ARPU long term should be in the mid-40s, so there's still room for it to go up.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you once again. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Gentlemen, there appear to be no further questions at this time. Please continue.
In such a case, I would like to thank you for participation in the our second quarter and first half of the year of 2008 results conference call. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This does conclude today's presentation. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.